The British press has extensively covered the Downing Street memo since it was leaked more than a month ago, but mainstream American newsrooms have been slow to cover it. Commentator Clarence Page wonders why.
If the media really were as liberal as some conservatives say we are, it wouldn't have taken all these weeks and reams of haranguing from internet bloggers for the media to take the Downing Street memo seriously. The now-famous minutes of an intelligence briefing to Tony Blair appears to prove that the invasion of Iraq was not the last resort Bush makes it out to be. The secret document says the Bush administration had decided by July of 2002 to invade Iraq, and that the intelligence on Saddam Hussein's arsenal was being fixed, quote-unquote, to bolster an otherwise exceedingly thin justification for war. Revealing stuff, but this is not the first document to indicate that toppling Saddam was Bush's deeply felt intention all along, even before he approached the United Nations later that year. For example, Bush's first Treasury Secretary, Paul O'Neill, a permanent member of the National Security Council, wrote in his memoir and told interviewers in early 2004 that Bush began planning to invade Iraq during his early days in the White House. Later in 2004, Bob Woodward's book, Plan of Attack, reported that Bush asked Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld to start a war plan for Iraq in November 2001. Now comes the Downing Street memo, the official classified record of a crucial meeting of the British government's security cabinet on July 2002. The Chief of British Intelligence, MI6, Richard Dearlove, is quoted in the secret memo as reporting on his visit to Washington. Military action was now seen as inevitable, he said, and, quote, the intelligence and the facts were being fixed around the policy. Yet President Bush was telling the world that he had made no decision on possible war in Iraq and that it was his least favorite option. Was he instead building a case for war from intelligence deliberately slanted in favor of that option? Critics of the administration think so. Some are calling it a smoking gun, although it may only be smoke, possibly from a gun. After all, former CIA Director George Tenet, who told Bush it was a slam-dunk case that Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, also has said he was never pressured to slant the facts. At a White House photo op with Tony Blair, Bush repeated that war was his, quote, last option, unquote. Blair backed him up. But where there's smoke, there is at least a reason to raise further questions. Representative John Conyers, Jr. of Michigan, and 88 other House Democrats have asked Bush to answer 5 questions relating to the Downing Street memo. The White House press secretary says there is no need for such a reply. You don't have to be a liberal to think the country deserves better than that.
Clarence Page is a nationally syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune.